I'm live, once again. I try to put it horizontal and it doesn't want to, so okay, guess we'll stay vertical. Like TikTok. Hello, 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 my friends. I'm gonna talk about fiber power, and this is part of the podcast series that I'm doing here on YouTube. I have a regular podcast that's called The Abs Coach and How to Master Your High Vibe, and that's the idea, to be high vibe, high energy, no matter what is going on, even when I don't feel as great as usual today. But here I am because I said I would, and because I believe in discipline, which is our mental power. I believe it's the most important power that we can have, and also feeling our body. And that's a great topic for another day. But today we're gonna talk about fiber power. This is class 3 on flaxseed. Just a minute, I have my notes right here. Whew, okay, flaxseed benefits for you. You know, I told you that fiber is fundamental, and we don't need more protein, we need more fiber, right? Okay, so one of the best ways in which to get fiber is to eat flaxseed every day. I recommend it. In fact, I'm reminding myself, and I just went to eat. I was almost late because I was eating. Okay, this is funny. I see, for some reason. I'm figuring this out because last time, I don't know, it seems like I had to go live with somebody, even though I don't have any guests right here. But anyway, flaxseed benefits for you. Let's get started. And I do want to show you, excuse me, that I ground up my flaxseed because it is grounded, right? It's like, my God, how do you say it? It's like I grind. Anyway, ground flaxseeds right there from my Vitamix. It smells so good. Good. Okay. So this is what it looks like. I prepared this for you too. This is how we actually get the most power, because that's the maximum absorption when it's actually ground. Not the whole seeds, which are amazing. I love them. And they're kind of cute on the breads, but they're not as effective. Excuse me. Okay. Ta-da! I'm Monica Ciancio, biologist in holistic nutrition, and I'm showing you the flaxseed. Maybe I serve myself too much. Yeah, I'm exaggerated like that. And you haven't seen my big plate where I serve myself flaxseed with oatmeal, added some sweetener and some cocoa. I'll show it to you right then. But I want you to see, this is what I'm talking about, flaxseed. Sometimes it's called linseed, but this is where the fiber is, and fiber power is strongest in this seed than possibly all of them. Maybe chia could compete, but that's about it. Flaxseed is like my favorite fiber ever. And so I got my notes. Some of them are in Spanish because I didn't take the time to translate everything, but I've got it all in my head as well. So now we know it, flaxseed, eat every day, and I'm gonna give you some practical ideas of how to use it, okay? And this is what I'm talking about. This is real. This is actually whole organic oatmeal and some ground flaxseed on top. And what I do is mix it, and this is like the foundation of my granola. Okay, I'm giving you some of my secrets. And you could eat whatever cereal you like. Excuse me. Okay, where is it? Okay, here it is. I had it covered because my dogs might want to eat some of this. And obviously this is just a sample, but this is what it looks like and smells so good with what I just showed you, plus some liquid. I added ginger tea, Canalea tea, the one that I was drinking, because I trust the teas more than the water. So I use warm water like that, the hot tea. And so I recommend that we find a way to eat more fiber and more flaxseed every single day, okay? That's my recommendation to you. And excuse me, maybe if I had eaten more flaxseed, I wouldn't have gotten this kind of cold that I have, I feel. Oh my God, where's the toilet paper? Uh-oh, what am I gonna do? And I think my baby wants to go out. So I'm gonna do two things, just a couple things, but of course I'll talk about fiber, and it'd be 95% of the 29% of carbs in flaxseed is actually made up of fibers. So what more could you ask for? Because, you know, fiber is the non-digestible part of the food, of the carbs that we may eat. And of course it has protein and fats, excuse me, because I'm gonna go look for the toilet paper, excuse me. I don't wanna be sneezing right here, excuse moi. Okay, I think I got it right there. And then you can see the ring light. Maybe the lighting is not super, super great, but you see the lighting is pretty good here, huh? All right, so here I am. This is kind of embarrassing, but yeah, I'm using toilet paper. And a little runny nose here, excuse me. Oh my God, I can't believe it. Yeah, but I didn't, because when you feel a cold from your neck down, then you have to really, really possibly even get bed rest. But when it's just something over your neck, no big deal. So I'll be fine tomorrow. It's probably kind of an allergy because I had been looking through boxes and I'm organizing all my papers and all my information. And yes, I love to talk about flax seeds. And I remember doing research before on flax seeds and why it's really important to grind them for absorption. And I got it from these newsletters from Berkeley Wellness Letter, from John Hopkins, from Hartford Health Letter, Tufts, and all those newsletters that I really don't want to throw away, but I'm going to have to because it's just too much paper that I've been accumulating. And that's probably why I got kind of an allergy from the dust, you know, the boxes, and I don't know what it is that they pick up. But the most important thing that I want you to know is that it's, sorry that it's in Spanish, but it's 28% of carbs. I'm actually about 28% of fiber, because if you take 95% of the 29% of carbs, I mean, that means that like for every 100 grams of flaxseed, you have 29 grams of carbs, okay? And I find it super awesome. And only 5% is carbs that, you know, could potentially make you fat. But I don't believe that carbs make you fat. So that's another story. And we could talk about other cereals like oatmeal, which I showed you how I added it to my food. And we could talk about sweet potato, which is awesome. And why I believe, okay, that this is my theory and also my conviction, is that I think that most of us can, okay, I got a little lost in translation here. Excuse me, I gotta put a lid on this. Excuse me. And I brought you some bananas. Bananas are great sources of fiber too. All right, so wait, I got a little lost here. Sorry, what did I just say? Is anybody listening? Guys, woohoo, I'm teaching a class. Some of you want me to dance and maybe I will, but right now, this is not easy, but here I am, okay? We might make this shorter, which is fine. Okay, live chat, let's see who's on. Nobody's on right now. Oh my God, this is so embarrassing. And at the same time, humiliating, and at the same time, I don't care, and who cares? Because in order to do anything in life that you really want to, you've gotta have the courage to go for it, even though you might not have the initial support. And when you see something that looks successful in my life, in my professional business life, or even my personal life, it's not because it came immediately. It's because it took some time, let's say, to get people used to this Wednesday night. So far, I'm going to keep a Wednesday night podcast on YouTube. Anyway, I'm going to talk to you about fiber, and I got a little lost. I don't know what I was saying. Excuse me. I apologize for that. But anyway, we're talking about soluble fiber and insoluble fiber, and I'll tell you what the difference is. As you can tell, it's like soluble is the one that dissolves, right? And the one that dissolves is the one that people get when they soak the flaxseed, which is a common practice here. I don't know why people just soak it and then they just drink the water with the soluble fiber. And what about the rest? The rest is amazing because you have the insoluble fiber, which is more fermentable for the most part. And sometimes we don't even know which of the fibers is fermentable and which not. I mean, there's so much research that's needed. So I'm gonna go with what I consider, I'm gonna go with my gut. Since we're talking about gut microbiota, and by the way, microbiota is the right term for the population of trillions of bacteria, preferably 100 trillion bacteria that we have thriving in our gut. They're called, they're natural probiotics, they're lab, lactic acid bacteria that are super happy to get fiber because fiber constitutes the, guess what? The prebiotics for our probiotics, okay? So fiber, it's like they talk about prebiotic fiber. Okay, many fibers are prebiotics, and sometimes we don't know which one in particular. But usually the insoluble fibers include cellulose, hemicellulose, lignans, because there's a difference. We're going to talk about lignan that's in the flaxseed that's actually polyphenol. Did I say that right? Polyphenol. Anyway, antioxidant properties that make it super good for women and men, okay? So as we get older, we can eat more flaxseed to stabilize, guess what? Okay, this I'm gonna say at the end. You can probably guess what I'm talking about. And it has to do with strength and energy and everything. So when we talk about soluble fiber, we're talking about, or I'm talking about, and usually we refer to as pectins, mucilage, gums. And then there's another category of fibers that are fermentable, and then there's resistant starch, and there's inulin, and you know, I've talked about onions and garlic being super good, but right now let's focus on flaxseed, especially me, because I tend to be, woohoo, sometimes not scattered, not all over the place, and I'm not ADHD, as you might think. I mean, people can think whatever about me, which is something that I'm also learning. It's like, let them be wrong about you, and at the same time, maybe in a way, they're right, but that doesn't mean I can't focus. I can actually focus when I actually focus. You know what I mean? So what happens is that our microbiota, our good bacteria, preferably lactobacillus, bifidobacterias, if I didn't say it with the right pronunciation, but we're talking about bifidobacterias, okay, are the ones that eat up this fiber, and they produce short-chain fatty acids in our gut, which are really good to feed our gut cells, which is amazing. I mean, it's like so, so interesting. Not only is 70% of our immunity linked to our gut microbiota, that's why I said to get your best abs from the inside out, because it's not just about, okay, you having some muscle definition, having less fat and more muscle. We're not talking so much about the superficial. It's about feeling good, and that reduces inflammation, and that reduces fat as well. And it's just feeding our gut right what it really needs for our microbiota to thrive and therefore have high immunity, as well as, you know, 90 to 95% of our serotonin is produced. Oh, by the way, I'm gonna make a new episode for my podcast, both here and also on the other one. I don't know if I can combine them at some point. Maybe I will sometimes mix and match, but for the most part, they're separate right now, at least at this moment. And I want to talk to you about the different happy hormones. You know, you've heard about endorphins, about dopamine, you know, and let's say endorphins maybe are pain relievers, and dopamine is like they excite you, that kind of thing. And I want to talk about the similarities and differences, and I'm talking specifically about serotonin, which keeps depression and anxiety away, okay? And I don't want to depress people, and I know some of them, precisely, not to get depressed. Eat more flaxseed is what I'm recommending, okay? So flaxseed for depression is really what I'm telling you, and it's super cheap or inexpensive, okay? And guess what? Even though I say I served very little here, you only need like 2 tablespoons a day to make a difference in your life. And you can start with 1 teaspoon, because that's one of the things that people do. They start eating a lot of fiber, and then they get maybe some flatulence or gas, and then they get little GI issues. And it's normal, because you're doing something drastic. But if you start doing it gradually, you're not going to have any issues at all. And then you're going to be regulating your metabolism and having your gut microbiota optimized in very few hours, which is why I recommend my system, which is the Triple M method, excuse me, which is guaranteed. Who else can guarantee your best abs from the inside out? I don't know anybody. So it's a responsibility, of course. So let's talk, and I'm gonna offer you a courtesy consultation to talk about that, because we can change. And it could be like 90 days, because that's what the program is organized, but also because there's many modules and stuff, but it's like beyond having the information, it's how to apply it to you. And everybody's different. I mean, it's what I say, it's like movement fit for you. Microbiota nutrition for you. Everybody's different, you see? Maybe you don't like oatmeal, and maybe you'll have something else with your flaxseed. Maybe you'll have an almond cereal with less sugar, because I've seen some almond cereals that are super delicious, but they're so sugary, that's like, I can't eat that much sugar. And maybe if we stopped eating so much sugar, we'd be way healthier, by the way. But anyway, excuse me that I have these only in Spanish, because I did that one first. Sometimes I'll do the opposite. I'll be in Spanish with my notes in English, but it's interchangeable. And that way, maybe you can learn some other language. If you want to learn Spanish, this is a great way, because I'm talking about this. So when the good bacteria ferment the fiber, we reproduce. The bacteria produces, I say we, which is funny, but guess what? Our bacteria are in numbers, I'm not kidding, 10 times as many as cells in our body. What? Yeah. Yeah, you can make that calculation, and I can bring you the exact number, and everybody's different, of course. But let's say I have 100 trillion, or you have 10 trillion bacteria. That means you'll probably have 1 trillion cells. But that's the thing, that everybody's different. So in my case, if I have 100 trillion, because I eat so much fiber, then it would be like 10 trillion cells. I don't know the number of cells. Oh my God. You see, write it down if you know it in the comments. That'd be awesome if you brought that, because I knew it by heart, but right now I don't. So I have said it in my other podcast because I was kind of reading it off my notes, but now I don't remember. Anyway, imagine 10 times as many bacteria. So bacteria practically overpower our cells. Isn't that interesting? I think so. Anyway, now enough about fermentation. What you know is that good fiber is prebiotic, and I would say that all fibers can be prebiotic. But then, you know, the thing is that when I go into science and on all the journals and I see some information, in fact, I had a couple that I had opened right before this. I mean, it's all very oriented towards making either supplements or medicine or, you know, some kind of procedures, let's say to transplant your microbiota or transplant somebody else's microbiota because it's more optimized into yours. And I'd rather we are natural, we don't get anything transplanted, we don't have any external pills. And now talking about that, flaxseed helps to lower our weight. It makes us thin and protects our heart. Our heart, yes, heart to heart, yay. We want to be thin, huh? Most of us do. Most of us want to have less fat and more muscle. But then anyway, everybody's different. Maybe you don't want to lose weight, but maybe you do want to protect your heart. Maybe you do want to stay healthy for your kids or for your family or for yourself, whatever it is. All right, another summary. And these notes are from Healthline. It's had like 9 benefits of fiber. So I got the most important out. And the first one is that it's super nutritious, okay? Not only is it high in protein and carbs and good fats, but it's also really high in vitamins and minerals and antioxidants. So the vitamin that kind of sticks out and stands out is thiamine or B1. What happens with B1 is that it's really good for our metabolism. So it really makes us energetic. If you want to have more energy, then definitely eat flaxseed. Number 2, omega-3s. You know, omega-3 fatty acids are amazing for our health. You know it because we've been told to eat more of the, you know, the things that I don't like to talk about because it involves cruelty. But yeah, we don't need to kill the fish, cancel, in order to get omega-3s. We can actually get omega-3s. And then there's some people that argue that it's not the same. And as a biologist and as a researcher, I want to even talk about it in future episodes, because I would argue with that. It's like, I feel like I have way more omega-3s and vitamin B12, and I don't need to eat anything from the animal kingdom at all. Just like, let's be more plant-based towards vegan, okay? So it prevents cancer. Flaxseed helps prevent cancer, not just colon cancer, as most fibers do, but also lung cancer and breast cancer. And other cancers that I might not remember in this moment. It protects your brain from degenerative diseases. It's just amazing. It lowers your blood pressure, okay? That goes for amazing people that I love who are continuously, it's like they're all the time taking medicine that I consider they don't need if they would just listen and eat more flaxseed or, you know, do some grounding or both. Grounding is when you're actually standing, okay? You're standing on the ground and you are bare feet. Okay, you stand on the ground like the earth, grass. You stand on sand. That would work too, okay? And it's directly on the earth that makes a huge difference to lower your blood pressure. It liquefies your blood too. It's just amazing. We're going to talk about grounding in this podcast too. So to lower your blood pressure, you know what to do. Lower your IMC, which is actually your body mass index, your BMI in English. That means your weight in kilos divided by your height in meters squared, okay? So that's awesome because you're going to lose weight. And I haven't found studies that talk about fat percentage, which is what we want. We want less fat and more muscle in our body. So we'd have to see about that. And glycemia, which is the level of glucose in our blood. Okay, when we have high glycemic index, well, that's an interesting subject, okay? Because this actually stabilizes your blood sugar. So it's not having these spikes up and down, and hopefully you're not eating sugar. But even if you did eat sugar with your flax, let's say you added sugar to this, which sometimes people do, or let's say I add sweetener to it, it's still really good because the flaxseed is gonna help stabilize your blood sugar. Plus it's gonna be making it slower for your metabolism, your digestion is gonna be slower so that you're gonna be full. That has to do with losing weight and also the fact that flaxseed is yummy and amazing and so versatile, which I love about it. And the point is that you won't have this, you'll have stable blood sugar. And when you have stable blood sugar, you can prevent any kind of diabetes and specifically type 2 diabetes, okay, that we don't wanna get. Like people supposedly can get type 2 diabetes, of course, if you follow some instructions and you eat a bunch of junk food and everything refined. But I'm telling you the opposite. I'm telling you, eat more plant-based and eat everything with fiber, everything whole, organic. Yes, let's go. It's like whole foods, you know, it's like this beats any white stuff. Let's say pancakes, you could add this to pancakes, but remember to grind it first, as I showed you, because that way it'll be well absorbed and it's gonna be just great. Okay, so definitely consider adding more flaxseed to whatever you're doing. Even if you have white, let's say white flour in your pancakes, add some ground flaxseed. It's gonna make a huge difference, okay? So you don't have diabetes, you don't have cancer, you don't have cardiovascular disease, you have more energy, you have more health. What could be better than flaxseed? Okay, this I tell you, very important, is that we have more energy because of this short-chain fatty acids that are produced by our bacteria in our gut. So we're gonna keep our gut healthy. All right, now this is one of my favorite subjects about lignanos or lignans. Okay, lignans are polyphenols that are like the antioxidants of the flaxseed, all right? What's interesting is that for both men and women, it stabilizes our hormones, yes? So let's say you have high estrogen, it lowers it to stabilize it. If you have low estrogen as women, then it compensates, okay? And when it comes to men, the testosterone is raised if it's low, and vice versa. If it's too high, it just regulates your hormones. I find that fascinating. And when it comes to men, it also increases your muscle mass, your sperm count, and motility. That's amazing, I consider. And I think it's super interesting how these antioxidants really help our hormones. It's like hormones are everything. Not just the hormones to feel good, like I said, the serotonin. Awesome. All right, I'm glad I'm making this shorter. I'm gonna go for 20 minutes next time instead of 30. All right, but it might go down. What I could do is do 20 minutes, like my presentation, and then we have 10 minutes for you guys to ask questions and maybe be coached live, because there's a way for me to invite you, and then you can come in and I could help you. In fact, I'm gonna offer you a consult that is for free. It's a courtesy consult that helps you determine if you're eating enough fiber, okay? Because 38 grams a day for men or 25 grams a day for women, I consider really low, but that's like the minimum you need, all right? So what can we do? We can analyze what you're eating every day, and we're gonna write it all down from the week. We're going to study it, we're going to analyze it, and we're going to get to a conclusion about your fiber content, your fiber intake right now, excuse me. All right. Oh my goodness. Whew, I can rest. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So heart health is amazing. Yeah. Did I tell you that, wow, our heart, yeah, it's like, how do we fend cardiovascular disease? Okay. So I wanted to tell you something that is important in case I didn't emphasize that. It's like, you're gonna protect your arteries, you're gonna protect your heart, you're gonna lower inflammation, you're gonna lower cholesterol, which is something also controversial, because some people with high cholesterol don't ever get sick. So it's like, what prevents stroke? That's interesting. And there's many things that we don't know about either. But I consider, according to everything I've looked and, you know, pages and pages of information, my gut, that's the thing, our intuition. And also in it's something that I've talked about in my other podcast, it's like I talk about that little gland that's here. It's called epiphysis, or our third eye, allows me to see things. And I can see that it's just good for us to eat flaxseed. It prevents anything and everything. It's like, what more could I ask for from a seed that I don't know why some people are telling you not to consume? I can't believe it. I mean, and that's another story, but I'd rather not bash anybody. I'd rather not, except that I would just like to warn you, careful, because some people are going to tell you not to eat seeds, not to eat flaxseed. And it's really amazing because LDL cholesterol that is lowered, obviously we want HDL cholesterol to be high as far as I understand, but then there's new research that I haven't done yet. So that will be for another podcast in which we're going to actually analyze what protects our heart. I would say high energy, high attitude. And that's why I say master your high vibe. And it all starts here. But yeah, it's like something tells me that whatever flaxseed does is good for us. Okay. So independently of the markers or biomarkers, it's like, it just works. Okay. And if you want to feel really healthy, even on bad days or cold days, like I have today, apparently, you know, I was kind of sneezing. I even got a tissue. Anyway, I want to thank you for listening, because this is probably going to be also available on audio, but you can also watch the video here on my YouTube channel. Thank you so much. If you want to give it 5 stars, it's going to be amazing too. I would love that, so I can help other people. So you help me help others. Great to have great heart health, great, everything is related. Because let's say my Triple M method that's holistic includes mindset for success and to have the discipline to actually implement all these things, including eating flaxseed every day. Why not? It's available. You can have it in the fridge. You could add it to anything. Okay. Then it's movement that is fit for you. Okay. Because everybody's different. You might like to jog. You might like to walk. You might like to dance, which is something that I'm going to do later. Okay. On the live, the midnight live today. And you could also, oh, by the way, I'm going to be live on YouTube and also on TikTok. It's TikTok at Monica Power One, if you want to go there. And mindset, the microbiota, nutrition that I talked about today fully, because it's amazing. It's like higher immunity, higher wellness, and just cheers. It's like the opposite of depressed. What is it? Happy? Yeah. It's like we practically get happy by eating fiber. And something tells me that the heart health that is enhanced, it's not just because of the cholesterol. I think it has to do with the fact that we lower inflammation and other things. Like, it just protects us, our arteries, our heart health, our circulation. Anyway, I'm going to do research on that. It's going to be fun. Yay! So remember, eat and drink mostly plant-based towards vegan. Move around more. Get physical. And absolutely stay positive. Focus on what you do want. And take care of yourself, all right? Because you being at your best, guess what? Makes all the difference in the world, yay! Absolutely, yes. Absolutely, absolutely abs. Okay, excuse me. Let's check my abs. They might not be as defined. They are pretty defined. You see, it can't be so negative, you see? Ta-da! Pretty defined, and I don't necessarily guarantee you're going to have the abs just like me or anybody else. You're going to have your best abs from the inside out. They're going to be strong, functional, attractive, and it's guaranteed. Who else can guarantee a method that is proven and is based on the Triple M approach of microbiota, nutrition, movement fit for you, and guess what? Mindset for your success. Yay, thank you so much. And DM me at Monica Sancio to get your courtesy consultation, to check your fiber content, and also to help you. Somebody came up and thank you, some kind of emoticon. I was just gonna go and somebody came in. Thank you. I gotta answer, I gotta be grateful. And most of the time I am, but sometimes, you know, Hector, hola, hello. He's he's always like, oh, you gotta wear a bikini, you gotta wear that. He really likes my abs, and maybe that's why he came in, because I was showing my abs. But like I said, it's not a matter of getting my abs that are pretty nice looking. It's just that I really want you to have the microbiota that I have, that even though everybody's getting sick around, it's like you hardly even feel it because you have high immunity. And our immunity really depends on microbiota. And thing, I don't want to be, enfim, look at that, me, Spanish and English. So anyways, mwah, thank you, thank you. And I'll see you if you're live right here. I'm going to see you later for a midnight crazy aerobics. It's going to have this kind of music. Oh no, I don't have it. I'll see you later. Nos vemos más tarde para música y para divertirnos. Thank you. Au revoir. Gracias mille. Ya sabes, consulta. You get your free consult and you're going to get a free guide if you want it. It's fiberpower.zeroexcusesacademy.com. That should be ready next week. fiberpower.zeroexcusesacademy.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, really? Ciao. Gracias. Llegué esta tarde. Crypto, usuario. Let's see what. Excuse me. Okay, who wants to be the moderator? Llegué tarde. Buen outfit. Gracias, crypto, usuario. Gracias. Bueno, nos vemos más tarde para lo de medianoche, okay? Si quieres estar. We're having a midnight kind of aerobics party for fun. I'll see you later. Thank you so much for subscribing. Please give it a like to my video. That would really help a lot. Help me help others. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mwah.